Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning.
Round of
applause. You got to press mute on your phone.
Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. First, give honor to God, who is the head of our life. It is Women's Day Thursday. My God, I'm so excited. The scripture for this morning is 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we live by faith, not by sight. Again, the scripture for this morning is 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we live by faith, not by sight.
Amen, amen. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, Pastor Donnell Douglas, along with my lovely co-host, none other than Minister Kashima Douglas. We're here to inspire, encourage, and strengthen you through the Word of God. We want to welcome you to the No Judgment Zone on this morning. And like my wife said, today is Women's Day Thursday. We have a phenomenal woman of God that will be joining us on this morning. But before we go any further, let us go into prayer. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you, God, and to share our first fruit with the world, Lord God. God, and that is to give your name praise, glory, and honor. God, we thank you for just being God and being God all by yourself. Father, we realize that you are God, that you knows all, sees all, and is all, God. So we thank you in advance, God, for everything that you're doing. God, we thank you for touching those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. We ask, Father, that you be the strength to them on this morning. God, you be the power on this morning, God, for them. God, stand in, God, and move, God, by your power and by your strength, God, on their behalf. God, we pray for those that are under the sound of our voices this morning. God, whatever it is that they may be dealing with, Father, we ask that you would be their strength on this morning. Father, we pray, God, that for those who have that chaos in their minds, God, a noise and pestilence that's speaking in their ear. God, if their hearts are troubled on this morning, we pray, Father God, God, that you would just silence the noise and pestilence, God. You would silence the chaos, God, and you would massage their heart on this morning, God, that they may be able to hear, understand, and feel, God, your presence on today. God, we thank you, Lord God, for God being, God, the mouthpiece on this morning in this broadcast. Father, this morning we want to let you know, God, that you are God and you're God all by yourself. Now, Lord, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. As always, guys, we want to just say thank you so much again for you guys coming in and joining with us on this morning. And we want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries that are tuned in on this morning. And that's the United States, of course, and there is Canada, I'm sorry. There's, I'll get them one in a moment, tongue tied. We have the United States, we have Canada, Brazil. We have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Nigeria, we have Kenya, South Africa, Germany, Saudi Arabia, and Hong Kong. We want to say thank you guys so, so much for tuning in and joining in and listening in with us on a day-to-day basis. We thank God for you taking out that time to join us on this morning. And we do realize that as you guys are listening in, that you are doing this in some of the countries that you guys are doing it in. You're putting your life on the line to listen to the broadcast, and we thank you so very much for taking that risk to hear the life changing gospel that is preached every day on this broadcast. And we love you so very much for that. And we're constantly praying for a shift in that country, that God will move by His power and by His strength, and that the Word could be preached freely to you, into your homes and into your businesses and into your life, period. Amen. We thank you for that. Again, as always, this is Women's Day Thursday. I am going to relinquish my stand this morning, and we're going to go into the Women's Day part of the program.
Amen, amen, amen. Again, first of all, to God, who's the head of our life, I'm super excited today. It makes us so happy when our family come on here and get a chance to come in. Did you press mute? Okay. Get a chance to come and share the love they have for God and to tell the people, what thus saith the Lord. It is an honor and a privilege today to have my cousin, Harvest Lisa Hayes, come on today. And I'm like I said, I think I'm like a little kid in the candy store, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's phenomenal to have true people of God to come on and give what thus saith the Lord to the people all over, not just in the 10 counties that country that we're in, but all over. Give a little, as we say, our little soapbox moment. As I was talking to my cousin last night, and it made me think about Lot's wife. Remember when Apostle Johnson came on, Pastor Douglas, and gave a little example of that, how she looked back. When God takes us out of a place and put us in a position where he wants us to be, we can't afford to look back. Because if you look back, you're going to damage what you're going to ahead if you make it from looking back. You have to be very mindful when it's a calling on your life that you cannot do the things, go places, and be connected with people that you are supposed to break that chain from. You know, we all think that because people are tatted up or have piercings or doesn't speak, what word am I looking for?
Proper English,
is that they cannot say what thus saith the Lord. That is not true. God can use anybody. You have to remember, one of my biggest examples, Moses was a murderer, but he still did what thus saith the Lord. I'm not going to say he was happy in the beginning because we all ran. I ran. Pastor Douglas ran. We all ran in the beginning, but when God have a calling on your life, you cannot run too far. He's not going to force himself on you. He wants you to want him openly. He's not going to force himself on you. You have to want him. But as I talk about Lot's wife, and it made me think about me, myself, I didn't want to let go of my past. I wanted to ride the fence and be able to look back and go dip my hand in this and come back and talk about God. But no. Do you know God is a jealous God? He don't share what's his. And he will let you know he's jealous. So you have to be very mindful. When you say yes to Christ, you have to sincerely mean it from your heart. You can't just say it and don't fully mean it. Because trust and believe, he already know your thoughts before you know them. And when Lot's wife turned around, that was it. Think about it. You want to keep going back, and God is steady saving you and saving you. You don't think that's annoying him? That's not love. How can you tell him you love him, but you're steady dipping your hand back into your past? Remember, when you become a new creature, all things become new. That means he wiped all that away. You don't have to express or explain to nobody but to God. If they don't understand why you walked away, that's their problem. But you have to do what's best for God and best for you, because when he drives, trust and believe he's going to lead you the right way. You're not going to fold. You're not going to trip. Not going to say it's going to be easy. Oh, no. It's not going to be easy. It's worth it, but it's nowhere going to be easy. You're going to have to continue to push through. Stand on the word of God. Know that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all. He would never leave you nor forsake you. Remember, his word does not come back void. Your word might do. Other people's word might come back void. But I guarantee God's words does not come back void. And that's one tech that you can take to the bank and cash. I'm telling the truth.
Amen.
That's one tech you can take, and it will not fold. It will not bounce. It won't be no insufficient funds in there. That's the one thing you can definitely count on. Remember, when God take you from somewhere, I know it's going to be hard to let it go, but you must let it go to fulfill your destiny for Christ. You can't continue to hold on to stuff that needs to be let go. That was just my little soapbox for this morning. We'd like to do a little talking about the Lord before we bring the speaker of the hour on. We'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Glory. calls of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because.
Connection, where your host is myself, Minister Kashima Douglas, and Pastor D.L. Douglas Sr. You're on Worldwide Gospel Connection. The number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or feel free just to listen in. Today is Women's Day, Thursday. y'all just don't know how I get excited about these days, because these powerful women of God that come on here and say what thus saith the Lord. I'm not going to hold you any longer. Introduce the song, and many do know. And if you don't, sit back, get your pen and paper, and get ready to hear. Prophetess Letha Haynes, are you ready?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
The floor is yours. Yes, ma'am.
You do.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. First, giving honor and blessings to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and to our Father in heaven. Honor and blessings to the visionary of this platform. God bless you all, and thank you for having me this morning. I'm just going to go ahead and get right into it. I'm going to be coming from the book of Psalm, chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. And before I get right into it, I just have a question. How many of you know that sometimes when we are flowing in life, and even flowing in our walk with Christ Jesus, flowing in the Word of God, that we have to take a step back and go to the basics sometimes? Sometimes when we are flowing in life, we have to go back to the basics. And that's what I'm doing on this morning. The word of the Lord that came forth unto me is inspired by this scripture that dropped in my spirit. Psalm 1, that's Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. It reads, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditate day and night." Again, that's Psalm 1, verses 1 and 2. And the highlighted verse is verse 2. "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night." And I began seeking the Lord about what to speak on. And God began dealing with me about meditate, meditate, meditate. And he revealed to me, meditate on the word of God. So when we're getting back to the basics, sometimes the basics is just getting back and meditating on the word of God. Getting back and meditating on the word of God. And he gave it to me like this. He said, it is time to get back to meditating on the word. Considering all the things that's going on, even in our personal lives, and not just our personal lives, but around the globe, in every nation, and worldwide, in every region, in every area, it's so much going on. It's so many problems. It's so many trials. It's so much darkness. But God reminded me that even in the midst of this, how easy that some of us have forgotten that everything that we need, every solution that we need, is simply in the Word of God. And God is calling us to get back to a place of just meditating on the Word. He declared it's time to get back to meditating on the Word. And then he reminded me, according to Psalm 119:11, he said, "Take the word and hide it in your heart." Psalm 119:11 says, "I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." So let me back up just a brief moment, because the word meditate is what really stuck out. Some of us don't have a full understanding of what meditate is. Some of us think that meditate is just simply what it says, to just focus on the word. But God began giving me a deeper definition. And I don't mean deep as in, oh, so deep theologically, but he took me into a even better breakdown of that word meditate. The Hebrew word meaning for meditate, not only does it mean to just give thought and focus to it, it also means to moan, to growl, to utter, to speak, to ponder, and even to groan. It also means muse. So I began going a little bit deeper and digging a little bit more into that definition. And what really took me is it means not only to just think, but to speak. When we get into meditating on the word, it gives us the ability to speak the word of God when we're faced with difficult situations, when we're faced with difficult trials, when we're faced with things that are not of God, when we're faced with opposition, when we're faced with the heaviness that flows from the enemy, when we're faced with anything that comes to short-stop our walk with God, it is because of the meditating on the word that causes us to be able to speak. It comes back to our remembrance, and we can speak what thus says the word of God over our lives. And not only does it mean to speak, it also means muse. And when I looked up that word muse means a person who is the source of inspiration. And it also means a personified source of inspiration. The word of God is personified. Personified means lifelike. It means person-like. It means giving life to it. In the word of God, when we meditate on it, it breathes as a source of inspiration. Because sometimes we get down on ourselves in our walk. Sometimes things come to try to make us feel low in our walk or make us feel depressed. And sometimes it gets frustrating in our walk with God, in our relationship with Christ. Sometimes it gets frustrating in the dark moments that surround us. And the word of God, meditating, reminds us that it's a source of inspiration to us. And we can dig back into that source and draw our inspiration. And it also means, meditate means to growl. At first I was like, Lord, to growl? Why would meditate mean growl? And when I looked at that word growl, it means growl like a lion over its prey. And I'm reminded in the word of God how God has given us a roar, like the lion of Judah, to roar. To release a roar. He's given us that authority. A lion in the Bible signifies authority and great strength. And it says to growl like a lion over his prey. So when it seems as if there's things in life trying to pray against us, God has given us authority. Just by getting in his word, it gives us a sense of authority to take authority and dominion over whatever comes against us, over whatever is praying against us, over whatever is trying to stop us. We have a strength and an authority to take over it like never before. And then another thing, it means to moan, to groan. The word groan, it means to make a deep sound in response to pain or even like the scripture in the Bible that reminds us how the earth is groaning and groaning for the sons of God to rise up and get into position. The word groan, the word of God, it causes us that when we're in a place of discomfort and we feel like we're not living up to our best, or something has come to interrupt us and try to short stop us, or the enemy has risen up against us to try to bring things against us to break us down, and it is in that moment that we can release a groan to the heavens so that God can move in on our behalf, because the Bible even declares to us that it is a broken spirit and a contrite heart that are the sacrifices that God requires. And it is in that brokenness that it allows us to produce a groan. It exposes our despairs, and it causes God to move in on our behalf. All of this is it in the word, and all of this is a part of meditating on the word. And meditating produces a response system from the heavens. It produces responses from the heavens that causes God to move on our behalf. So he begins telling me it's time to get back to meditating on the word. It seems as if we've forgotten the very basics that is going to help us get through everything that we're going through. And it seems as if when all hell break loose, or when the world is in an uproar, or when havoc is being wreaked in our lives, we tend to forget that everything, every solution that is made manifested can be found in the word. And God is saying it is time to get back to meditating in the word. My God, my God, my God. I hope y'all hearing me on today, because it is in a meditating of the word. And in that scripture, it says, you know, on his law, he meditates on the word of God day and night. He meditates on the word day and night. And then when I begin focusing in on that day and night, even in our good days, in our dark days, in our high days, in our low days, day and night, meditate on the word day and night. And then God begins to show me as I got deeper into studying it, not just meditating on the written word. Not only do we get back to meditating, focusing in, pondering on it, and understanding that where our authority comes from in the word, he said, not only just the written word, he said, Letha, not only just the written word, but meditate on the living word also, the living word, which is Jesus Christ, you know, the word that declared sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. That word, the word that became flesh, the word that dwelled amongst us, that word, the word that is considered the risen word. We have to get back to meditating on that word, because everything we need is in that word, the word Jesus Christ. Where there is no word, where there is no word, there is death. God began showing me that. Without the word, we cease to exist. Without the word, there is no life. Without the word, there's death, because it was the very word, the word that became flesh in the world among us, the word that was risen, that walked amongst us, the word that came down, the word that declared that God prepared him a body so that he could come into this earth realm to be of our aid, to come guide us, to come steer us back to our Father in heaven. It was that word that said, I am the resurrection. That word that said, I am the life. And apart from that word, if we don't get back into meditating on that word, if we don't get back into walking in step with that word, if we don't get back to getting in that word, that very word that can help us, that very word that can save us, that very word that can hear our cries, if we don't get back to that word, we cease to exist. It is death, that word. And then he began even showing me even the more, that because of the word, not only just the written word, but the living word. And the written word, I've learned that the written word is considered logos. The living word is considered rhema. And without the logos, the written word of God, and without rhema, the revelationary word from heaven, the word Jesus Christ that came from heaven, our ultimate revelation, our ultimate solution, without the word, without those words, the necessary, the word of God is vital for our very most being. The word of God is vital for our life daily. The word of God is vital because he begins showing me that there's life in the word. There's refuge in the word. There is instruction in the word. A lot of us are flowing and feeling confused. And as I stated earlier, we forget that everything that we need is in a word. Forgetting that if we can just get in the word and meditate, we can get the instruction from on high, the instruction from the heavens, to get through our daily walk, to get through our daily problems, to get through our personal life issues. It is in the word that we get instruction to keep pressing forward. So when something comes against us, we can immediately, the light, the very light that God declared, the very light that Jesus said, I am the light of the world, the very light that he transferred to us and told us we are the light of the world. The light comes on and the instructions begin to flow. Oh, because I remember in the word when I read, this is what God told me to do to handle this situation. This is what God told me to do to come against this situation. This is the scripture. This is the word. I remember the voice when he prayed, when I prayed, and he responded in prayer and told me to do this. Instruction is in the word. Strategy is in the word. God gives strategic steps and moves on how to maneuver through the wiles of the enemy. Because remember, in the word he said that I pray that you're not led into temptation, because temptation is going to come. But he said that when we pray, lead us not into temptation. It is in the word. The strategies are made manifested from the word. And we have to get to a place, back to a place to remembering that. I bless God on today, because he said we just got to get back to the basics. We're seeking for so much when everything that we need is literally in the word, in the basics of the word. And if we could get back to that place, because remember also, it is written in the word that the armor of God, the sword of the spirit, the God, the sword of the Spirit, is also a representation of the word. And we have to utilize that sword. That is what it's given to us for. And when we wield that sword, and when we utilize that sword, that is one of the best defensive weapons of warfare that we have, the sword of the Spirit. Remember, I'm reminded even now, oh, Holy Ghost, thank you, Jesus, because it's just dropping on me. It's not even in my notes. Bless the Lord. That even now, that when Jesus was led into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit, it was the Spirit of the Lord that when he prayed, the heavens opened up, the Holy Spirit descended on him like a dove, and then afterward he was led into the wilderness. I believe it's in John 4. He was led into the wilderness to be tested. Now, after he did his 40 days fast, 40 days and 40 nights, here come the enemy shows up, Satan, with his trickery, his deception, his scheme. And you know the Bible says he comes in to kill, steal, and destroy. But the very defense weapon that Jesus had, not only was he the word, he was working a combination, because Jesus fought back with the word. Every time Satan said, do this, Jesus declared, it is written. One of the best defense mechanisms he ever manifested through the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus had power by way of the Holy Spirit to protect him from the wiles and the attempts and the temptation of the enemy. Every time the enemy spoke, Jesus said, it is written. It is written. And God is reminding us, even today in 2020, the same words that were written, the same words that flowed out of Jesus' mouth, is the same words that we need to put into effect today. If we want to overcome and overtake anything that is coming against us in this earth realm, even in our personal lives, even if it's regionally, nationally, internationally, globally, in order to defeat the things that are trying to shortstop our walk and our hindrance in this life, we have to utilize the word of God. We have to get in the word, the literal scriptural word, and in the spiritual word, Jesus Christ himself. We have to get in the word, because not only that, there's breakthrough in the word. Freedom is in the word. Direction is in the word. Healing is in the word. There's a scripture in the Bible as well, I'm reminded. It says, and he sent his word and it healed them. He sent his word and it healed them. Healing is in the word. And we have to stay mindful of that. The healing power, the source that we need, is in the word. And it says, so the Lord says, in this hour, not only is healing, deliverance is in the word, but the Lord says, in this hour, meditate on the word. Get back to the same word that came in agreement with God when he said, let us make man in our likeness and in our image. That word. Get back to that same word. Because in that word, there's also guidance. The Bible says in John 16 and 13, but when he, the Spirit of truth, come, he will guide you into all truth. Guidance is in the word. Not just any kind of guidance, truthful guidance. Even if it's the ugly truth, guidance is necessary. Because without the guidance that comes by way of truth, that is in the word, we can maneuver through the wiles of life. Because as long as we exist on this side of heaven, remember, God has given the enemy the authority to be the prince of the power of the air on the enemy's side. That's why there's so much evil prevailing. That's why there's so much evil in manifestation. But with the guidance of the Spirit of the truth that flows in the word, we can maneuver through all of this. We can be successful because there's success in the word. With the word at work with us, through us, walking with us, we cannot fail. And with all the things that are going on, God began showing me, it seems that my children have forgotten that I've given them everything that they needed. I've given them the instruction. I have given them the tools. I have given them the wisdom. I have given them the strategy. I have given them the direction. I have already given them the healing. I have already given them the deliverance. I have already given them peace. I have already given them guidance. The very thing that we get on our knees and cry out for, he said, I've already given it to them. It's already at work in them. All they need to do in this moment is get back to the word. My God.
Come on here.
My God.
Come on here, woman of God.
So we must meditate. Meditate on the word. Because even in verse 2, it says that blessed is the man. It says that he took delight in the word. He took delight in the word. And I looked at that word delight. And in Hebrew, it means he took good pleasure. He desired. He took good desires. He took the matter of delight in, and he was pleased to do that. It says to be pleased to do a thing, delight. He took delight in the word. And the Bible also says in Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord always, and he will give you the desires of your heart. When we delight ourselves in the Lord, when we take delight in the word that upholds us, it is the access to the desires of the Lord that we need. If it's pleasing to his will, if those desires line up with the will of God, he said that he would give us the desires of our heart. Take delight in the Lord. Take delight in his word, because that's what gets us the access to our desires. It activates a faith in us. The man was blessed. Due to his faith, he was blessed because he knew that if he meditated on the word, if he meditated, it also served as a protection shield, because he didn't get to sit in the seat of the sinners or sit with the mockers or stand in the way of the scornful. He didn't, because he took delight in the word. He took delight in the law. And we must understand, not only is it talking about when it comes to law, the book of Moses and the first five books of the law and the commandments. But also law can mean, you know, prophetic word, and it can mean the direction and the instruction. It means that whatever God speaks to us concerning us, we take delight in that. We meditate on that. We focus in on it. It becomes a part of us, so that we can have something to allow us to keep pressing forward in this walk. If we can just remember when God spoke and said this and that, remember what God told to you, what was the promise that God made to you that's going to keep you pressing forward, that's going to keep you saying that, oh, whenever the enemy comes in and try to shortstop me, whenever the enemy comes in and think he's going to throw a blow at me, I can remember the promise of the Lord. I'm going to remember what was told to me. I'm going to remember what he spoke to me. I'm going to remember what it revealed to me, because I got to keep going. I can't stay here, and I can't allow the enemy to knock me down. I can't let these problems shortstop me, because I have a promise that was released to me by my Lord and Savior, and I have to stay focused on that. Meditate on the word. That is what God is revealing. Meditate. Get back to the promises I spoke to you. Get back to what I revealed to you, because I gave you everything that you needed. And if you can just hold on to it, if you can just grasp it once again, if you can just get back to that place once again, you can continue to keep pressing. You can continue to keep moving forward. You'll have a reason, just as the woman of God said earlier, like Lot's wife, when she looked back, it costed her everything. But if you meditate, take on the word of God and stay focused on it, you will have a reason not to look back. You will have a reason not to allow the attacks to cost you everything. It's in the word. So when we take good pleasure in the word and in the Lord, give us access to everything we need. It gives us the protection that we need. The word meditate. Meditate on it. Everything you need is in the word. Not just the written word. Remember that. It's also the living word. Because when the world and the body comes into terms and get back to the basic, when the world and the body of Christ comes to terms to just get back to the basic, get back to the word, then will we see solutions to everything that we deal with. Then. So I want to encourage someone on today, communicate the word of God. Get back to getting connected to the word. Get back into communication. Get back into focusing on the word of God. Sometimes we need a reminder that whatever we ever need started with the word. So never forget, as I said earlier, in the beginning was the word. In the beginning was the word. And oh, what a joy it is to know the reassurance we have by meditating on the word. And that's all I have on today. Meditate on the word. And don't forget the key scripture, Psalm 1, verse 1 and 2. And I just want to say a prayer before I exit up. I just want to, for those that are feeling discouraged or feeling in despair, are feeling like whatever they're facing and forgot that it's simply in the word. And I even minister to myself, get back to the word. So I'm just going to say this quick prayer, and then that's all I have. And I bless the Lord on today for every ear that has geared in. And I pray that someone receives the word and can take it daily with them. But, Father God, I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. I magnify you. I give you honor, oh, God. I give you glory, oh, God. There is none like you, oh, God. There is none before you. There is none after you, oh, God. We worship you on today, oh, God. And I thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for your word that you allowed to be made manifested in the earth realm, that you allowed, Father God, your Ruach breath to be breathed in, oh, God, to come down and show us how to withstand the wiles of the enemy, to how to overcome the attack, to remind us that even, Father God, that he had to speak the word to overcome. So I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus for your word, Father God. I pray that every ear that is listening in on today, that is given, Father God, into this word, oh God, that their eyes have become open, oh God, and that their ears, Father God, have become open and touched all over again, oh God, so that, Father God, whenever anything begins to happen, oh God, and even now, God, that they're being comforted by the word, oh God, the very word, Father God, that Jesus declared that I'm going to send to even come to be a comfort, oh God. The very word that you declare, Father God, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted, oh God. So, Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, whomever may be facing whatever that is not of you, oh God, that the comfort of the word be made manifested to them even now, oh God. Father God, we bless you for the reminder of your word, oh God. And I pray even now that, Lord God, we continue to take that word and let it be hidden in our hearts, Father God, so that we can continue to press on daily, oh God, because of your word, oh God. So, Father God, we bless you once again, and we thank you, Lord God, for your written word, for the instructions, oh God, that you have allowed for us to be able to have access to in this realm, oh God, to prepare us, oh God, to be able to return, Father God, and be seated back on the right side of your throne with the living word, in which you declare, Father God, that we are already seated in heavenly places, oh God, that we are already joint heirs with the living word, oh God. So, Father God, let this be a reminder on today, oh God, that as we get back to meditating on the word, oh God, that the solutions are made plain, Father God, and that it causes us to be victorious even now, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord God. Amen. It is so. Thank you so much,
amen,
for allowing
amen
me to just take
of
part
course
in this. And God bless y'all even the more. And that's all I have.
Of course.
Thank you.
We thank you so much for coming on and giving with us at the Lord for the people, for the body of Christ that need to hear. Get back to the basics. That was so I can't even get the words together. That was so profound that people don't understand. It's that simple. Get back to the basics. Get back to the basics. We're definitely going to pray for you, prophets, before you leave off. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. If anybody need prayer, make sure you press 1. Pastor Douglas?
Amen. Very powerful word. Very powerful word. I was sitting in as I was listening, and I know that your time is short. I kept hearing this in the spirit. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, the mighty God for the pulling down of strongholds. And see, the thing that people don't realize is in order for your weapon to be activated, you got to get back to the basics. You got to get back to that place to where God can use you, because after you have been on the battlefield for so long, you got to recharge your battery, and the recharging of your battery is when you get into that place of meditation, when you talk to the Lord. A lot of people don't understand that the purpose of meditation, of the meditating on God's word, is to reseal. See, because this is what we have to realize. That's the reason why so many of our good strong saints are falling by the wayside, because they have not had the opportunity to refill. They have not had the opportunity to get into that place to where the meditation of God's word now becomes as a strength. Now, if you read down a little bit further, I just want to let you know, you touched on my favorite verse. That's me right there. Psalms 1, that's my life. I love that. I love that. And when we get a little bit deeper into the word, check this word out. He said that you shall be planted like a tree by the rivers of water. You can't get to the rivers of the water until you get to the place of meditation. Come on here. When you come on, God, when you pour on the word, it becomes a life source. You begin to drink from the fountain that never runs dry. You begin to sit at the stream and say, okay, God, here I am. I need you to talk to me.
Lord.
Because if God stops talking, we can't say nothing. That's the reason why I tell preachers, this is why I tell preachers all the time. I understand you're going through a test. I understand you're going through a trial. I understand you're going through your tribulation. But the most important place you need to be is at the feet of Jesus. You need to talk to him regardless of what you got going on. I understand hurt. Please understand. I understand hurt. Please understand. I understand pain. I understand disappointment, let down. I understand all of that. But at the end of the day, there's a drawing from God that we need in order for us to be focused on where we need to be at. Because at the end of the day, let me tell you, the people of God, all y'all that's listening to us across the world, you need to get into a presence of God that was life-changing and causes the shift in your life.
Jesus.
So this morning,
my God,
the woman of God, let me show you what I hear in the spirit. God says, because you desire to fight in this army, I'm fit to restore your strength. Everything you need, I'm building you over again. He said, ain't nothing wrong with you. He said, I just gotta add some more to you. Your meditation in my presence these last couple of weeks have been pleasing to my eyesight. Everything you've been talking to me about, I heard you. I heard your cry and your decree that you spoke. He said, I will make it come to pass. I will set it on my God, the word that has fallen off of your lips, everything you talk to me about, even that silent place.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, even the silent place where you wouldn't speak it out loud, you couldn't even say it in prayer. You had to let it say, Lord, you know the contents of my lender, man, sign of a babosa. You know the contents of my heart. So, God, as I call on your name, God, fix that unspoken thing, because I can't speak it in public. I hear you, Holy Ghost. I hear you. Oh, Shadadaba. Woman, the under the ocean. God has heard your cry.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, I will rebuild you, woman of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's time for you to get on the battlefield. And there are some things that he's going to slay before you get there. And the only thing you're going to be doing is walking over bodies. He said, because in this hour, God said, I got to get all the distractions out of your way because you have ministry to do. He said, I'm going to shut some mouths and close some mouths. He said, I'm going to shut some doors and open some doors. I'm going to make some people just start gifting off because, watch this, the desire that you have, God said, I can't let this motivation that she has die. I can't let her give it up yet. I got to give her
Thank
to the
you,
place
Jesus.
To where she needs to be.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
He said, all things, yeah, I hear you, are working for your good.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
She said, even, even that. See, we got some stuff. Sometimes we can't prophesy into the atmosphere. But watch here. God says, I'm going to let you know exactly what it is. He said, I'm going to fix that. The private place.
Jesus. Oh, God.
I got you.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I'm working everything together.
Jesus.
For your good.
Thank you, Lord.
Even the stuff that you said, God, that don't make sense. I'm going through that. That don't make sense. I'm not understanding. God, I ain't comprehending this part. God said, I'm going to make that work for your good. There you go. God, even the heaviness, even the hurt, God said, I'm going to work that in your favor.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say, I got you. I got you. I got you. Now, God says, this is the voice of God. This is not me. This is the voice of God. God said, he said, the thing that you sown so many years ago, he said, I'm just to bring that thing back to you because you sowed it with your heart.
Jesus.
He said, you thought that you sold in nothingness. He said, but in actuality, that nothingness has turned into something because the seed that you sold was from your heart. It wasn't trying to get nowhere, wasn't trying to get nothing. You just sold it because it was a necessity for you to sow. And you said, God, when I sow this, I'm just going to sow this. I don't know where this going to end up at, but I'm going to sow it. God says, I'm going to honor that thing that you sold.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
He said, I'm supposed to bring it back full circle.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know what. Lord God, I don't know what type of seed it was, but it tripled.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
He said, I tripled it. Because it was one of those things where you did it with you did it with no reservations. You did it with no attachments. You weren't even trying. You weren't even trying to be like that. You say, okay, God, here we go. You making me move out of my comfort zone. I'm talking to the right person. Lord, you making me move out of my comfort zone. This is not right. I don't do stuff like this. This ain't me. God says, I'm supposed to open up the windows of heaven.
Oh my
pull
God.
You out a blessing you have room enough not to receive. Overflow. Pressed down, shaking together, running over. This is the blessing. And see, the thing about when we hear that word running over, we automatically think this. Running over means waste. Running over means that as it runs out of you, you're going to begin to sow, and it's just going to start perpetuating. And everybody you pour into, it's going to run over, and they don't have to just start pouring. God says, I'm going to make you a resource.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Oh. Lord Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Because all you want to do is help. You don't have you. All you want to do is help. You just want to. You ain't trying to be on the front page. You ain't even trying to be in the byline.
You
just want to help.
Jesus. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit.
God said, I'm going to make you a resource. In the hour that you're in right now. God said, think it not strange. I know you got to go, Holy Ghost. This woman has to go.
Go ahead,
Jesus.
Holy Spirit.
He says that I know my thoughts on you. They are good and not of evil to bring you to your expected end. He said, don't worry about what you've seen in the past.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said the past was necessary to get you to this place right here.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
He said, I'm working that. He said, I had to allow you to see that to get you to here. See, Holy Ghost, you play too much.
Jesus.
The process was necessary to get you to your prevail. See, when we go through process, we automatically think that this is a punishment. In actuality, watch this here, it's a test. To show us, number one, us, and number two, to show us we have the ability to stand in the storm. God said the reason why I allowed you to go through the stuff that you went through, he said, so I can make you a more refined soldier.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Because see, now they can't take you with the okey-doke, because you already know. You already know the game. You already, you smooth talking W. Yeah, I see you with your silver tongue and talking silver. How fork tongue. I see you trying to lie to me with this snake sound in your voice. Say, what's up? Yeah, I see you, snake. I see you. Watch. God says, don't worry about the past. I got you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I got you. All things
thank you, Lord.
Are working
all
for
things.
Your
thank
good.
Thank you, Jesus.
The weapon that you have become.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless man, you, Lord. Listen,
thank
the devil.
You, Jesus.
Is in a world
of trouble.
I'm telling you, the ground begins to shake because of the authority that you have on your life.
Oh, my God.
And he began to say, here she come. Why is she coming? Why did they call her? They could have called anybody.
Oh, Jesus.
They called this one right here. He said, we might as well go ahead on and pack up and start leaving now because she's going to come in and kick all of us out anyway.
You're worthy, oh, God. Bless you. Bless you. Abba, yeah.
He said, I got you.
I got you.
Don't fear the faces when you stand up there. Jesus, don't fear the faces when you stand up there and speak the oracles of the word that God has put inside your mouth, because there are some things that you're going to speak that are going to make some of the leaders sit.
Jesus.
They're going to shut themselves down because there's an order that God has put inside of you. You've been feeling a shift in your anointing. I don't know if I'm talking to you, just let me know. You've been feeling a shift in your anointing, the change of the prophetic gift that's in your mouth.
Who
you start to say, well, Lord, why would you want me to say that to them right now in this season? God said, because it's the season of the shift. There's an He said there is an executive shift. God has been dealing with me with this executive shift thing, man. I don't know what it is for much now, but there is an executive shift that's on your life. There ain't but a handful of people that understand this executive shift that God got in their life, and there are going to be people that are going to start falling away from you.
Jesus. You're confirming.
You
confirming.
No, I said, I'm just drop them off for you. Don't worry about it. Don't worry.
Oh,
he said, they get not strange when they stop calling.
Oh, my God.
They get not strange when they stop Facebooking you and FaceTiming you. They get not strange. He said, I got this under control. Just sit there and let them work.
Get your passport.
Mm-hmm.
Get your passport, woman of God. Get your passport.
Oh, my goodness. I was thinking
passport.
About a passport a few days ago. Jesus.
Get your passport.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your feet will, without a shadow
of
a doubt, touch foreign soil. After this pandemic is over with,
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
There is a shift in the earth right now that God has preparing us. The woman of God came on a couple of weeks ago. Dr. Connie Stewart spoke it prophetically and said that we have been put on pause to go into isolation. Watch this here. So we can get ready. So this word that you spoke.
Yeah.
It just lines up with what she said.
Wow.
Get
Jesus,
into
thank you,
the
Lord.
Presence of God. Because the more of us die, let me help you real quick. The more of us
yes,
die,
Lord.
The more Him lives.
Thank you, Jesus.
I tell people this is something that I've been seeing my whole life. We living on borrowed time.
Yes, Lord.
Time
yes,
is not
yes.
time. He said, tomorrow's promise to no man. Get into the presence of God. Touch the ground running, Jonah. Touch the ground running. It's basically what you told the people today.
Jesus.
When your feet hit the sand of the beach, run, Forrest, run. It's what you basically told them.
Jesus.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. God bless you.
God
bless
you.
Let me pray for you before you go. Father, we thank you for the vessel.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you have used on today. God, the word that you have placed inside the woman of God's mouth.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
The restructuring of the word that you have said before her today.
Thank you.
God, she spoke life. God, we thank you for her speaking life and speaking life more abundantly into the minds and hearts of the people. Wrap your hands and arms around her. Wrap your love around her, oh God.
Thank you.
God, continue to guide her, God. Guide her pathway. Guide her footsteps. Guide her mind. Guide the words that fall from her lips, Lord God. Give her to understand that even in this, God, that you are God. You are God all by yourself. Father, we thank you for wisdom, power, and understanding.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because all things are working for her good.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we know, God, that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all she can ask or think. Now, Father, we pray, Lord God, we pray, God, that the word that was released from her, the virtue that fell from her lips, God, the strength that she spoke to others, God, we pray that that strength and that virtue was returned back unto her. God, that she may be able to resource it again and, God, pour it into someone else. God, and every time she releases, God, I pray, Lord God, God, that you would just reopen her up and refill her again. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, restore the woman of God. For the place that you're getting ready to put her feet in. In the mighty name of Jesus do we pray.
Yes,
amen
Lord.
And amen.
Thank
God
you,
bless
Jesus.
You, woman of God. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you both.
I don't.
Because he didn't hear us talk about Jonah. That's why I started screaming. But again, I thank you so much for coming on here and saying what does from the Lord. It did some things. It shook some ground. It shook some ground. Trust me. It shook some ground. You know, we hear
thank you so much.
And you have a blessed day. And again, thank you so much. So much.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. God bless you. I love you guys so much.
Love you too. Love you too.
Y'all
we're going to a quick commercial break. You too. We're going to a quick commercial break. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or feel free just to listen in.
Can I make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, 'cause we need a move. We need a move. Let me do that verse again, baby. And bodies are still being raised.
Oh,
Yes, Lord. Oh, I'm just, oh, I'm just literally speechless. Again, remember the number is 563-999-3628. Chris wants to speak, or feel free to listen in. Remember, if you need prayer, we will instantly pray for you. This is a no judgment zone. No matter what you did last night nor this morning, God still loves you, and He is a forgiving God. The number is 563-999-3628. Also, I posted on Facebook, so if you're a Facebook friend of Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook, you'll be able to hear the broadcast also, if in case you missed it, because the woman of God had to get off a little sooner this morning. She worked this morning.
There is a shift that I'm feeling right now. So the normal protocol that we would do is gonna go out the window. I'm feeling in the spirit to pray. There is, like the woman of God just got through preaching and the song that just got through praying, there is a move. God is moving some things and some situations. He's moving some people. He's moving some mentalities. He's moving some powers. He's moving some dimensions. He's moving some levels. He's moving some devils. He's moving some words, some places, some principalities and some powers. He's moving some things out of the way. There is not just an executive shift, but there is a momentum shift. I feel the shifting of God. I feel Him going into a place right now that where He's beginning to orchestrate some things that need to be orchestrated. He's pulling down some strongholds. He's rebuilding some places for some people that are broken. He's taking all of that stuff, all of the negativity and all of the words that were spoken in the past and in the presence of people, watch this here, who meant you no good and meant to pull you down and to destroy you. God has set some things in order and set some things in place in this moment, in this time, in this dimension that we're in right now, in this atmosphere that we're in right now. God has come in and He has pulled you into a prayer. God has pulled you into a move. It was not a happen chance. It was not by accident that you just so happened to be tuning in. It was not just by some coincidence that you were just happened to be going through your phone and you saw God on your Facebook page to join the Worldwide Gospel Connection on this morning. God has set some things in order. Man, because He set some things in order, He's causing a prophetic shift to fall into your presence right now. All that you desire, all that you need, everywhere that God has called you to be, God said, in this hour, in this season, He said, begin to move, Lord. Begin to move. Begin to walk in your divine purpose. Begin to walk in your divine place. Begin to walk in the newness and the understanding that all things are working together for your good. God has said, has been a fish ass for your life, man. God, you know the story about the little lad with the two fish and the five loaves. And he took the fish and he blessed the fish and he said, fish ass. Now, what's so significant about him speaking the word fish ass was that he took a male and female fish and caused him to repudiate. Watch what God has done in your life today. He's caused you to repudiate. He's caused you to give birth in your dry season. He calls, and then another man, God has caused a shift, a dimensional shift in your life, even now, where you would think that all your life everything was bad. God said, today I speak of fish. chance blessing over your life. I speak a repopulation. I speak a rebirthing. I speak, my God, I speak a multiplication over your life. Everything you, my noble, everything you need, God has told me to tell you. Lord, God says, this is your season for overflow. Yeah, I get it. It's a pandemic. Pastor, it's a famine in the land. How are you going to speak, Lord, overflow in a famine? Can I help you? Can I be the bearer of good news? Can I restore you to your broken place? Can I restore you to your place of overflow? Can I restore you to your place of wisdom and understanding? It's not just financial that God is going to build an overflow. He's going to build an overflow in your marriage. He's going to build an overflow in your mentality and mindset. He's going to build an overflow, my God, in everything that attacks you. Overflow in your children. Overflow in your understanding of the word. Your overflow in your ministry. Your overflow in your walk. Overflow. And all of God has designed an overflow. Orchestrated, mind-blowing, earth-shattering, demon-killing, devil-stomping, assignment rebuilding, overflow in your life. This is the season of the move. Don't just sit there with your hands folded. Don't just sit there with your mentality, not knowing what direction to go in. Ah, Lord, help me right through here. It's time for you to shift into the move. There is a move that God wants to do. He wants to move some things. He wants to move some people. But watch this here. You have to be the first one to move. Pastor Douglas, I get this move thing, but how do I move? You move with your mind. The first thing you have to understand is you got to close the gate to your mind. Close your mind to a whole lot of negativity. Close your mind to a whole lot of foolishness. Close your mind to a whole lot of people with a whole lot of negative mentality. Close your mind to people who don't have, watch this, the same mentality that you have. Just start to shut the door on some people. It's okay, baby. You could close the door because, watch this here, in this season, we need to be walking on the path that God has orchestrated and set for our life because the season of the move is here. I hear you, Holy Ghost. All you have to do, I don't know where you are. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know if you're sitting down. I don't know if you're driving your car. I don't know why. I don't know what you may be doing, but I'm talking to the whole entire world right now. This is what I need you to do. I need you to move. It seems strange. It seemed kind of comical. It seemed kind of weird. But right now, watch what the Holy Ghost is saying. God wants us to move physically so he can move spiritually. Only thing you have to do is wherever you are, I don't care if you're in a restaurant. I don't care where you are. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care if you're in the line at Walmart. You need to make a shift. You need to make a move. You need to do something to transition situation, because God says when you make that move, what I'm going, y'all hold on, don't move yet, because we're going to do a corporate move, because the corporate move is what makes the shift. Watch the shift. This move is a necessity physically, because the spiritual move, because God said if you move spiritually, if you move physically, the spirit will operate and orchestrate and line up with exactly what he said you're going to do. I don't know if you sitting at your desk. I don't know if you said, but you need to move. I'm going to count to three. This is very strange, Lord. Why you got me doing? Watch this here. God says, when I count to three, I want you to move everything. I'm going to move, because watch what God is getting ready to do. God is going to move when we move. God is going to shift when we shift. It is a season of the move. All right. Here we go. Y'all ready? Y'all got your mindset? If y'all behind somebody, if you in your car and you listening to me in your car, look over to your right and to your left and see if you can move your vehicle. If you can't move your vehicle, if you in the car with somebody and they can drive, I want y'all to switch positions. The people in the back, I want y'all to switch positions. I want one of y'all to switch one side. I don't care how you do it. One can get in the front, one can get in the back. I don't care how you do it. But if you're in the car, I want you to try to make a shift. I want you to try to move, because this is a corporate shift. And in the corporate shift, all things are going to come together for your good. But you got to make the shift. Now, on three. Lord. One. Two, three, shift. Oh God. Get a shift that God just did. God just did the shift. God just moved some stuff. God just made some stuff come together. God just shifted everything that's attached to you. Everywhere that you were looking for God to move, because you shifted, God said, stop. I just made the executive shift in your life. God has moved. God has moved. Yeah. God moved. God moved. God moved. God moved. Yeah, God moved. I don't think it's strange when the phone calls start coming. Don't think it's strange when the finances start overflowing. Don't think it's strange when the relationship get real good. Don't think it's strange when people just start calling you and say, you know what, I'm going to stop calling. I'm going to stop dealing with you. I don't know what it is, but I don't feel comfortable anymore. God going to make some folk uncomfortable on your behalf. God going to make some people that thought they were there to be a burden unto you, but God said, I just shifted them. It was a necessity that God moved. It was a necessity. It was a necessity. I hear you, Holy Ghost. A necessity. It was a necessity. It's a reason. There's a reason for it. I hear you, Holy Ghost. A reason for the move. I had to eliminate some people. I had to stop some folk. I had to shed some mouths on your behalf, because what I'm getting ready to do in this season, everybody can't go. In this season, everybody can't, God. Everybody can't be trusted with the load. Now, listen, in this season, everybody can't be trusted to carry the briefcase, carry the gift. See, because God says you done aborted enough missions already. I got I got to get you prepared, because in this next move that I'm in this next move, in this next move, in this next move, my God, in this next move that I'm getting ready to do, I need you to have a clear mind, because the things that I'm getting ready to show you, they ain't ordinary things. You ain't going to be able to just look at it, baby, and just say, okay. You ain't going to be able to just say, okay, I understand, Lord. No, baby, no. It's going to be a whole different ball game. God says, I'm getting ready to shift some things. Everybody that's not carrying the weight, God gonna move them for you. Everybody that's not willing to help you push the wagon uphill, God's going to start replacing them with somebody that wants what you have. Not because they're greedy, but because they need to be resealed. Not because they're trying to take it from you. Not because they're trying to come in and receive the fatness of the calf and not put in the work. They're coming because they want to learn how to do what you do, so they can watch the shift, so they can continue to shift, because they've already shifted. When you shifted, they shifted, so they're coming to you. So now the momentum is there for you to continue to shift people. Don't think it's strange when people start coming to you and asking you about the shift. Don't think it's strange. Oh, Lord, I hear you, Holy Ghost. I don't understand this. I don't understand why. But God told me to come and start coming to you and start talking to you about this shift. Because... because I'm looking for something. I'm tired of being in the same place, dealing with the same thing, dealing with the same people, dealing with the same mentality and mindset. I need something to shift me. I need something to transition me. I need something where I can get better at who I am. There is a shift. There's a shift. Yeah. There is an executive shift. God said there in this shift. He said, I had to weave in. I had to put this into the genealogy of it, the texture of it, the mindset of it, for you to move. Now it's an executive shift for him, but we need to move in order for us to receive the shift. So the movement. Yeah. I hear you, God. The movement. Thank you, Father God. The movement. Father, let us pray. For those of you all who desire to be in the relationship with God, you desire to be a relationship in God, I'm first to pray for you. We gonna do things a whole lot different today. I'm just gonna ask God to cover you. I'm gonna ask God to give you the unction to move into the relationship with God. We're gonna pray, and I want you to post on Worldwide Gospel Connection on your Facebook page. I'm saved. You go in your Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page, on our Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page, just put, I'm saved. You ain't even got to put your name on there. Just say, I'm saved. I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. So we're going to pray. Father, for those that are under the sound of my voice, Father God, God, that desire a relationship with you on this morning, Father, we reach out to them. God, we pray, God, that they receive you now. Lord, that the word of them, with the words of their mouth and the meditation of their heart is acceptable in your sight. God, we thank you for them confessing, Lord God, that you are their Lord and their Savior, and they give their life to you. We are celebrating now those that are under the sound of my voice that have said, I will receive Jesus today. God, we thank you for those people right now. We thank you, God, for them walking in the fullness of who they are in you. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray, amen and amen. Now, let us pray for those who has put their prayer request in. We thank you for your prayer request. We're going to take your prayer request, and we're going to pray over those prayer requests. And as we pray for those prayer requests, we're going to fleece God for those who have did not get an opportunity to submit their prayer request into those media sites that we have available. We're going to pray for those prayer requests as well. So, Father, just lift up your prayer request. Just lift it up. Those who all who have not lifted, have not put it in, the ones who have, lift up your prayer request. Father, we thank you for these that are under the sound of our voices, oh God. God, every one of them that stand in the need of you, God, stand in the need of you moving by your power and by your strength. Father, we pray today, God, that you would move, God, whether it be healing, deliverance, a change of heart, a change in their finances, a change in their relationship, a change in their ministry, God. God, a change in their hearts, oh God, a change in the walk with you, God. Whatever it is that they desire, God, whatever place, God, that they're lacking, that they need you to move. Father, we speak life, and we speak life more abundantly. We say, God, to move by your power and by your strength and to do the miraculous thing for their life. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, God, we pray for every judicial, governmental, every mayor, every governor, God, God, across this country, across this world. We pray for them, God. God, foreign dignitaries across this world, we pray for them today. We pray for our president. God, we pray for every police officer, God, every doctor, every nurse, every paramedic, every first responder, every home care, health care giver. God, we pray even to the ones that are in the convalescent homes. God, we pray, Lord God, for every doctor, God, for every nurse, God, that is on the front line of the COVID-19 or just in general, God, their life. God, we pray for them today. God, every bishop, pastor, God, evangelist, pew member, Lord God, choir member, choir director, God, we pray for them just today. God, we lift them up, God, to you, and we say move by your power and by your strength, Father, and to do for them, God, God, what you promised that you would do. God, we lift up little Kaylee today. God, we lift her up. We put her into this atmosphere. We ask that all the saints would touch and agree with little Kaylee that she is healed, delivered, and set free, God, from this thing that the enemy thinks that that's going to take her life. Father, we pray today, God, we have adopted her on the Worldwide Gospel Connection as our baby. Father, we thank you, Father, for doing. And we lift up Lisa Williams, God. God, our sister. God, that all things are working together for her good. God, we pray, God, as we lift her up today, God, to shift in the atmosphere for her life. Even now, Father, we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, and we lean and depend on you because you are God and you are God all by yourself. And we say thank you for all that you have already done. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And remember, have a phenomenal day. And remember, guys, if you desire to sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, if you desire to sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, you can do so by going to your Cash App. And that Cash App is $WGC, Worldwide Gospel Connection, WGC. 2020. That Cash App again is $WGC2020. Cash App $WGC2020. Whatever gift you desire to give, we will, whatever gift you desire to give, we will be greatly appreciative. We will pray that God will send to you a thousand times full blessing for you sowing. So, again, we thank you so much. We love you. We love you. We love you. And that Cash App, again, is $WGC, Worldwide Gospel Connection, WGC 2020, $WGC 2020, to sow a seed into the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you guys so very much. And remember, Abba House is also connected to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. So it's $Abba House. And you could, that's ABBA, Abba House, ABBA, Abba House. And that Cash App is $Abba House, ABA, HOUSE, Abba House, all one word.
Maybe this Sunday?
Maybe.
Yeah.
So
we might be going live this Sunday on Worldwide Gospel Connection. Put Pastor Douglas in there. I can't say it because he's going to throw me out there soon. But we are locked and loaded to say what thus saith the Lord for his people. Just know that we are here if you ever need us. Remember the number is 96563-999-3628. You can also reach us on Facebook.
You got press mute.
You can also reach us on Facebook at Worldwide Gospel Connection. You can always leave a message and we will get back to you. Or you can email us at worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com and leave a message if you need prayer, if you need to talk. Remember, we are here. This is a no judgment zone on Worldwide Gospel Connection, a no judgment zone. And what our other motto is, iron sharpens iron. If you need us, we are here. Know that you're not by yourself. If we can't help you, we'll find the help. But know that we will pray for you. It does not matter what you did yesterday, this morning. We are here. Remember, 563-999-3628. We're on Facebook at Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook. Also, you can email us at worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. We are here. Tomorrow we have Freestyle Friday. Remember to tune in 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Yeah, I didn't think about it. 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. for Freestyle Friday. And Monday is Man Up Monday. Tuesday is like never before. Tuesday and Wednesday, it's like never before ministries with Overseer Felicia Nas Harrison. And then Thursday is Woman Day Thursday with myself. And who do I have coming on next week? Let me give you guys a little update. I have the phenomenal Apostle Johnson coming on 7/29 for Women's Day Thursday. And Freestyle Friday is Pastor Douglas and myself. Remember, tune in, share, and if you need us, we are here. Have a blessed and phenomenal day.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
could
only see
the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
Saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can
I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine.